What's up, Food Truck Journey family? It's Joshua Black, your host for a brand new episode of the Food Truck Journey podcast. This episode, I think I'm going to talk about my own personal food truck journey. That's what this episode is all about. So cue the music. Intro, please. All right, family, let's go. All right, so I really should have did this episode like the first or second episode to really let you guys know who I am, what I'm doing, and like where I stand with my own personal food truck journey. And I jumped into some other things. I did an interview. I started talking about marketing, but I think I need to give you a little bit of background about me, where I am, why am I doing this? So let's get started from the very, very beginning, because I've never had experience with a food truck before. Now, I have a trailer. I don't have a food truck per se. You know, it is a trailer, concession truck, whatever you want to call that. And but let me tell you how all of this got started. So I'm not sure. This might be a pretty long episode. If it gets too long, I'm just going to chop it up into two parts, because I want to bring you into the present day of where I am right now. This being July of 2020. All right. Okay. So it started a while ago. I got to take you all the way back. See, I'm a vegan, right? I've been vegan for going on 9 years, right? 9 years. Now, I fell into this food truck thing from my veganism, right? Let me explain. Now, I started doing the vegan thing. I really got into it. I'm really still into it. It's been peaks and valleys, of course, like anything that you do, there's peaks and valleys. But for the most part, I've been hardcore with this vegan thing. Now, being in this particular lifestyle, you get a lot of questions. So before I know it, I am doing cooking demonstrations. I am hosting small events. I decided to start a YouTube page and all this other stuff. So all this stuff is swirling around my lifestyle of being vegan, right? And then one thing led to another. I'm starting to do cooking demonstrations. I get asked to do small events, bigger events, catering. I'm like, wow. And before I know it, this is taking over. The food is taking over. And it's not as though I went out looking to be a vegan chef or vegan food demonstrator, whatever you want to call it. It found me. And then I stopped one day and looked around and said to myself, wait a minute, what am I doing? What is this that's going on? And then it really started to grab a hold of me that I really enjoy spreading the message of living healthy and using food as a vehicle to live a healthier life. So with that being said, I was going hard with the cooking demonstrations. I'm looking for opportunities at that point. One thing leads to another. Before you know it, I'm hired to do cooking demonstrations for small corporations, and it's going crazy. I'm starting to buy restaurant equipment, and then I'm asking myself, where is this going? Then I said, maybe I should do a food truck. But I have no experience doing a food truck. I have barely any experience doing cooking demonstrations. I'm like looking things up, trying to figure out how this is done, how that is done. Now, moving forward, the cooking demonstrations are going good. I have monthly contracts that I am teaching classes all around the city of Philadelphia. And along with that, I have my social media thing going. I'm just full blaze in this vegan lifestyle. And then I decided, well, maybe I should do a food truck. So one day I'm talking to my brother, who happens to be pretty hardcore with motorcycles. He fixes and takes care of motorcycles, and he kind of does lights and all this extra gadgets and all this kind of stuff. And he does it all up and down the East Coast, right? He has a trailer that he drives up and down the East Coast, fixing people bikes and customizing bikes and doing all that kind of good stuff. It's really interesting. So one day I'm talking to my brother and I said, hey, you know what? I'm thinking I might want to do a food truck. And he says to me, well, Josh, you know, I have I bought a brand new trailer that I repair bikes out of, and I have my old trailer just sitting in storage. You can have it. I was like, really? This is a 20-foot trailer. And I was like, oh, great. So I drove over to Delaware. We brought the trailer back. I parked it in my driveway. And I said to my wife, okay, we have a trailer. I think we're going to do this food truck thing. But mind you, this is just a trailer. So it was just a box. Nothing else. It's just a box. I have no equipment. I have nothing. Just this box. I don't even know where to get started. So this is about a year ago. Slowly but surely, I didn't want to tap into my savings. I did not want to tap into, put any undue stress on the family on trying to get this food truck going as far as financially. So what I decided to do, I said, I will drive Uber and dedicate the funds via Uber to creating this food truck. Mind you, this food truck was nothing but a 20-foot trailer with nothing in it. And that's how the journey started. I decided what I would do is, after some research, I found out how expensive it was to create a food truck. I mean, I've seen people were buying food trucks for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. And I said to my wife, how in the world am I going to outfit this trailer? And I'm thinking, I need so much because I have zero. So the first thing I decided to do was think of the concept. Think of what concept could possibly work. The most affordable concept that could work. And after doing some research and particular type of vegan lifestyle that I prescribe to, you know, I don't eat fried foods, you know. So I said, okay, I won't fry anything. The most expensive parts of a food truck, from what I have found out, was the exhaust system and the fire, I don't even know what that's called, the fire extinguisher system, that whole thing, that was a pretty penny. So I said, what if I could bypass that? What could I possibly do that would not require me to install any type of exhaust? Because these are where the expenses are. With no grill. So locally, we have a place here in Philadelphia called Wawa, which is a 24-hour convenience store. Super, super popular. Extremely popular. Now, they have fresh food that they sell. You know, everything from hoagies and sandwiches and mac and cheese. But here's the catch. I noticed that they do not have a grill. They do not sell French fries. They do not sell anything that's done in the grill. They don't deep fry anything, but they have this full menu at the same time, and they're wildly successful. I said to myself, that's it. What if I could take the concept from this convenience store, this Wawa here in Philadelphia, and kind of be inspired by what they do and transform it onto a food truck, which means it will be a food truck that didn't sell French fries, no deep fryers, no grill, but have this array of different foods, everything from burritos to hoagies is subs in some other parts of the country, hoagies and sandwiches and panini sandwiches and mac and cheese. And because all Wawa has, the convenience store that I'm talking about, they have a steam table, they have microwaves and turbo ovens and prep stations, of course, sandwich prep stations. That's it. And I said to myself, if I could bypass a grill, deep fryer, exhaust system, that's a huge bulk of the startup cost for a food truck. So I needed a concept that did not include those things. So I said to myself, vegan sandwich / deli truck. That's what I'll do. I'll do everything that this convenience store is doing, but what I will do is veganize it all, but put in place some of the same systems and techniques that they're using. So I find myself just going to Wawa, being very cognizant of exactly what they do, how they do it, how is their sign, what's their signage look like, what are the prices, how do they, what's their system of taking an order, what's their system in as far as the way they store and present. How are they doing this? Because they are extremely successful here in Philadelphia. So that was what I did. I said, I will start a vegan sandwich / deli food truck with smoothies and all the other kind of like common healthy stuff. But I will do that and I will use this Wawa Foods convenience store as my guiding light, so to speak. And that's what I've done. Now, okay, let's go back to the food truck. The physical food truck. I have the concept now. I know that's what I'm going to do because I can forego some of the big expenses. Because only way I was going to fund this food truck, and only way I have funded this food truck, is basically through Uber, driving Uber. And this is what I did. I said, now, I started looking at the prices of equipment. I figured out the things that I needed based on what I saw at this Wawa convenience store. Now, so I had to figure out a strategy on how do I acquire the equipment. I'm not saying I use $10,000 on my, no, I'm talking about zero money. When the trailer pulled up into my driveway, we backed it into my driveway, I had exactly zero amount of dollars set aside for this food truck. Zero. I didn't go to friends and family. I didn't use a credit card. I have, until this day where we're just about ready to launch, I have no debt on this food truck. It's taken me a little time to get things together, but I have absolutely zero debt. Zero. Zero debt on this food truck. All right. Now, so what I did was I figured out the equipment that I needed for the food truck. I would need two refrigerators. I would need under-counter refrigerators. One would be a prep station, so with a refrigerator. And then another one was just a regular refrigerator. I would need at least two panini grills, okay? And then I would need a coffee maker. I will also need maybe a food warmer, a steamer, and that's it. That was based on what I saw at Wawa. I'm not doing anything microwave because I don't use a microwave. I don't think it's the healthiest thing. I know there's no problems with it, but it's just far as image and what we're trying to promote, the brand, using microwaves is not one of the things that I want associated with a healthy health and wellness food truck. Okay, now, with that being said, now we'll talk about branding some more, but my background is visual communication, web design, graphic design, branding. So branding is very, very, very big with me. So, okay, but let's get back to the food truck. I could easily go on a tangent about branding. So I figured out the equipment that I needed. So I hope you guys are keeping up with me so far. What I was going to get was two under-counter refrigerators. I needed some stainless steel tables. I also needed a couple panini grills. And I also figured I would do coffee and tea. So I needed a commercial coffee maker along with a toaster, Now this is all, the other wake up call was just to understand that this commercial equipment is not cheap, especially brand new. So I said, what am I going to do? Here's my additional strategy that I used to acquire some of this equipment. I knew I couldn't afford new equipment. Like I said, it was pay as I go. So everything had to be paid cash because I really didn't want to get into a lot of debt. I didn't want to strap my family with debt on this new crazy idea to start a vegan food truck with no food truck experience. No one in my family has a food truck, or I don't know anybody with a food truck. It's like, but I'm going to start this food truck. So no undue stress on my family financially. Now, so I signed up for Uber. I'm driving Uber. What I would do is I would go on to Facebook Marketplace, and I would say 95% of everything on this food truck has been purchased through Facebook Marketplace. Now, mind you, I have every piece of equipment that you can possibly think of right now because I did it using Uber as my financial backbone to purchase the necessary things for the food truck. So here's how it went. I would get on Facebook. I would say I need a refrigerator. I would search and search and search, and then I would find it. Now, the way Facebook algorithm works, especially in the marketplace, it's kind of simple. If you continue to search for the same things, it will continue to show you a lot of the same category. Example, I kept searching for commercial refrigerators, restaurant equipment, things like that in the search bar. So it would continue to feed me these things every day, and I'm on there constantly. So when I did find the first commercial refrigerator, it was $150. I didn't have $150. I had zero money. Zero money. What I did have was a way to make money. So what I would do is I would schedule a time to pick up the refrigerator or whatever the piece of equipment is. Mind you, I had no money. And then I would drive Uber to reach the total amount of money I need, then go purchase that particular piece of equipment. So the refrigerator was $150. I raised $150 via Uber, and the next day I went down there and picked up the refrigerator cash. This went on and on for each piece of equipment that I needed for this food truck, right? Until it got to the point where I had every piece of equipment you can imagine. I kept on asking for certain things via Facebook Marketplace, and things would just pop up. They were just feeding me all this restaurant equipment, panini grills. I bought panini grills for $100. And this is all commercial grade stuff. Now, mind you, some of it has to be cleaned up, but everything from my three-bay sink to my hand wash. Listen, I've got my hand wash sink because someone was saying we want to get rid of this stuff. I paid $0 for that. I have a three-bay sink that I actually paid $100 for, right? A small compact three-bay sink. Maybe I think it was about $100 or $120, something like that. The whole thing was I didn't want to spend more than $150 for any piece of equipment. I don't know why I came up with that number, but $150. So I have every piece of equipment that I have the warmers. I have I have small little steam tables, steamers. I have everything I could possibly need for this food truck. Now, what we're doing, my food truck is doing nothing but sandwiches, sandwiches, panini sandwiches. We'll do mac and cheese. We'll do like rice and burritos and things like that. We're basically taking the menu from this store here in Philly called Wawa. We're taking that, transforming it we're veganizing it, and we are going to present it just that way, you know, without a grill, without an exhaust system. Now, the great thing about that, and I already checked with my local, the local government here, and I'm in Pennsylvania, and I'm going into a county called Montgomery County. Initially, not Philadelphia County, but Montgomery County initially. And why? Because they only have one food truck in Montgomery County, right? But anyway, so where was I? Oh, okay. So I have all the equipment for this food truck, everything I could possibly need for the food truck. And the fact that I don't have a grill, I don't have a exhaust system means a few things. I don't have to pay additional services to have grease removed. I don't need these huge propane tanks, or I don't need any. So those are costs that I will not incur. You know what I mean? These are costs I will not incur. And also it makes the inspection process just that much easier because I don't have to have things like my gas lines and my grill and my exhaust system and my fire extinguishers. I don't need any, my Ansel's, I think it's called an Ansel system or something like that. None of that needs to be inspected because I don't have a need for it. That's the beautiful part. Now, so that's how I got all the equipment. Everything came off of Facebook. I got one thing. I can't remember what it was. I got one thing off of Craigslist, I think. But 99% of everything on that food truck came off of Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. I'm sorry, give me a minute because I'm just thinking about what it took to get to this point. Going to all these different people, picking up the stuff, driving the Uber the night or the day before to raise the money in order to buy the piece of equipment that would be necessary, planning out the vision prior to even creating the name for the food truck on how it can be done with no money. How am I going to get that money? Not letting these hurdles being insurmountable. So I hope that this is inspiring someone that's like trying to figure out how am I going to make this happen. Now, of course, I did have a helping hand when my brother decided just to give me a trailer. It wasn't a food trailer. This was just a trailer. Now, but that comes with some additional obstacles just because it's just a trailer and I didn't buy it already equipped. And it was just a box. It did have some electric in it, but it wasn't electric enough that I would be able to just buy the equipment, plug it in and go. And that's not my background as far as construction. I have tools and things like that, of course, because I'm a homeowner. But I had found myself having to build everything, putting up the walls, putting down the floor, you know, even a concession window. How am I going to afford a window? I've never did this before in my life. Lucky enough, I had the idea of going to a Home Depot. And in Home Depot and basically all stores, they have a section that has returns. Returns that are, for whatever reason, the customer didn't like it, like custom orders that are returned. So one day I go into the Home Depot and I go into the back of this Home Depot and voila, they have all these returned windows. I'm like, wow. Now, but you know, a window is vertical. You know, it usually goes vertical. And I wanted something, I have a wide opening concession window in the truck already and it's big, but it was just a big empty thing. There was no window, nothing there. To buy this window would have cost me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But I said, I don't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I am so fortunate and I was so blessed that day. But my wife and I, and I'm racking my brain. I have to get a window. I have to put a window. I can't even pass or get to inspection without having a window. I can't even submit the drawings for this truck without explaining the window, the concession window, which has to be able to close completely. What am I going to do? I looked at some of the prices out there to have a window installed or custom for this. It's not going to happen. So I found this window in Home Depot in the return section in the back. And I kid you not, I can't believe it. Until this day, this is one of the best things that's happened on my journey. I bought this window for $13. I can't believe it. It's like a sliding window with screens and everything. Now, mind you, it didn't fit. I had to build around the window, but that was only some 2x4s and whatnot. Now, and it works. It's perfect. It works. Not only was I able to do that, but by doing it that way, and because the window was smaller, I even created a space under the window to sell merchandise. My goal is to make this truck unlike any other. So yes, We're going to sell food. We're going to sell coffee and donuts and all that kind of stuff, all vegan. But what if I can also create another revenue of income by creating merch, you know, by branding the truck in a way that people want to wear the merch, the merchandise, you know, t-shirts, buttons, hats. Maybe there are mugs, you know, things like that. I'm talking about merchandise. So I have a small display window at the bottom of my concession window that actually has merch for sale. Now, you may be wondering, well, but why? Here's the thing that I got one day. And I think it's important that when we're out, that we're always thinking of, like, what can I do? What's going to make my truck different? What's my angle going to be? So I'm out and, you know, we're shopping and my wife and I, and we're going to places like Target and Ross and different places, and we're standing in line. And when we're standing in line, you know, even Old Navy, you go to an Old Navy, you have to go through this. It's not a maze, but the in the line, they have racks of different little knickknacks you can buy while you're waiting in line. You start looking and fidgeting, playing with these little trinkets and different things while you're waiting to pay for your clothes or your merchandise. I said to myself, what if I could create that type of experience? Now, apparently, since all these retailers are doing that, trying to take advantage of the fact that people are waiting and trying to sell them while they're waiting, even though it's a silent salesperson, but they're selling because they have the line, the path to the register is lined with merchandise. Little things. What if I can create that experience when someone is actually waiting for their sandwich or their order, but right there in front of them is merchandise pertaining to a healthy lifestyle, merchandise pertaining to their area, their neighborhood, you know, merchandise that they find relative to the lifestyle that they live. So that's why I have a window selling merch right where people order. And it didn't cost me anything to do that, except for being very, very much aware of my surroundings when I'm out and about. All right, so let me get back to the food truck. So that's how I got all the stuff, all the equipment for the food truck, by driving Uber, using Uber money, then going buying the necessary equipment. All right, so that's how I got the equipment. Now, there's still the matter of the truck itself, because I still had everything from floors, walls, installation of sinks and plumbing. I have no idea, no clue. And still to this day, I'm still figuring things out. You hear me? I am still figuring things out. I don't have all the answers. I always say, like, this here show is like a therapy session for me. Because I get to talk to, even though I don't get a response from anyone, because we're still fairly new, but with the show. But I'm hoping that by creating this space, this show, this space, will give not only me, but others an opportunity to talk to people within the space who may know a lot more. And there's no doubt there's a lot of people who know a lot more than I do as I continue to learn. But I've learned so much, and I haven't even sold one sandwich from the food truck yet. But I've learned so much. That's why I'm doing this show. So, okay, so let's get back to the truck. Okay, so now we're at the point where I have all the equipment that's necessary for the food truck. Probably have even more than enough, because Facebook continues to show me things that are just like, wow, an unbelievable deal. And, you know, if it fits into what we're trying to do, I go snatch it up. I have commercial rice makers for $50 that were sold in Asian restaurants. I have so much equipment. I can even start two food trucks if I wanted to. But okay, let's get back to it. So all the equipment is had. I've used Uber to get all the equipment. Now, I am still using Uber. and the money that I'm making from doing these cooking demonstrations around the city to help finance this truck. Because now at this point, equipment, check. Now let's build out the walls. But here's some challenges. I really didn't know what type of material to put on the walls. I thought, of course, I see everyone's using stainless steel. Way too expensive. I said to myself, there has to be another way. So I ended up going to Home Depot, just walking around. No. Rewind. I ended up going to the bathroom in like Target or one of these stores. And I'm gonna be real. I was at the urinal and I'm looking at the walls. I say, like, what is that on the walls? I touch it. I'm like, wow, what is that? A little research. I find out what it was. I go to Home Depot and voila, there it is. It's, well, initially I bought the wrong stuff. That's a whole nother story. But ultimately I found out the stuff that they use in these commercial bathrooms, basically it is perfect for food trucks. Now, of course, if I had known someone in the food truck business, they would have just told me, use this stuff here. I think it's an FRP. I think it is FRP, I believe. Use this stuff and there you go. It's a cheaper alternative to stainless steel. So this stuff is $29 a sheet. Now, that's not to me, because you got to remember, I have no money. Zero money. I don't have, you know, friends and family that are just throwing me money. I don't have a trust fund that I can just tap into. I'm self-employed. I don't have like this huge 401k that I can grab. There is no money, zero money. But I'm buying a sheet, two sheets at a time. I'm putting up the walls slowly but surely as we go. Now, what I did tap into, I tapped into a lot of brain power. My uncle is a master sign maker. So talking with him, I found different types of materials that I could use to, you know, help finish the inside. And then before you know it, I have all the inside done. Maybe for about $200 when it's all said and done from buying one piece here, another piece there, two pieces here, three pieces there. I get all the walls done in the trailer. I'm like, yes. And they meet specs as far as what municipalities are looking for. I was like, perfect. Then later I found out from doing, just being on YouTube relentlessly, that I was on the right track with this FRP stuff. So got that. That's done. Check. Now, I'm moving along, you know, I'm doing cooking demonstrations, I'm spreading the word, I'm letting people know. Meantime, I'm doing things like creating a website, getting the social media stuff going, I'm doing all that kind of stuff. But there was one big factor here that I had to figure out, that I didn't spend a lot of time trying to figure out: the trailer. When my brother gave me the trailer, it was nice, okay? It was black and gray. That's it, black and gray. It's 20 foot from nose to tail. It's a 20 foot trailer, double axle. This thing, look, my brother doesn't skimp. It's a nice trailer. You know, he had new tires on it. I mean, it's a nice trailer, because my brother doesn't do nothing that is second class. It's all first class stuff. But it was just a box with wheels, let's be honest. And I knew that I had to figure something out, because I had to either wrap it, or what am I going to do on the outside? If I'm going to create this brand, it needs to be a visual representation of the brand. What am I going to do? This is where my personal background came into play. You know, being a graphic designer and a web guy and visual communicator, I was able to think strategically, understanding, looking long term on everything from how is this brand going to be portrayed through merchandise, because I wanted to, you know, do a lot of merchandising. How is it going to be portrayed through everything from the bags to the boxes to the paper wrap, everything? And then, of course, how am I going to wrap this vehicle? Now, you guys may know, to wrap a vehicle is not cheap. And you understand, I couldn't drive enough Uber to wrap this vehicle. So this is what I did. Actually, we're about 35 minutes in. I've made a promise I don't want to go past a half hour with these episodes. So this is part one. So part two, join me as I talk to you guys about how I wrapped my vehicle, my food truck, for less than $100. I'll tell you exactly everything I did. Well, maybe $150. I'm going to tell you exactly everything I did next episode. So join me next week right here, and I'll continue my own personal journey from how I went from zero to where I am now with my food truck, and how I'm doing it with no money, no loans, fully paid. And I'll talk about, and I'll pick up the story next week from how I wrapped my vehicle. No, how I wrapped my vehicle. How I wrapped this trailer. All right, guys, talk to you next week. Peace.